It was chaos in our living room. Most of the family was there, and we're not a quiet bunch. Everybody's a communicator. Everyone's communicating. The adults were involved in several conversations at once. And our two young grandsons were playing with, well, let's call it enthusiasm, maybe hoping to command a little attention. They surveyed the uproar in our living room, and I suddenly noticed a precious scene in the corner. It was our son with his dark-haired, then-infant daughter, sprawled peacefully in her daddy's arms. First, they'd been there cheek to cheek. Then she just simply fell asleep, oblivious to the storm going on around her and safe in her daddy's arms. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about peace in daddy's arms. Our granddaughter felt safe, not because she wasn't in the middle of chaos, she was, but because of the security she had being in her father's arms. It's a kind of security maybe you can only wish for right now because everything around you is up for grabs. Divorce can do that. A bad report from the doctor can do that. Losing your job can. Losing someone you love. Facing some frightening unknowns. So many upheavals that stress us and scare us and maybe sink us. They remind us of a search that we've been on all our life. The search for one safe place. No matter how out of control things are around us may become, I'd call it the search for peace. That search is not going to end until you are safe in your Father's arms. That is your Heavenly Father. See, you weren't made to navigate life's white water alone. You were made for an intimate, trusting, love relationship with the God who created you. The peace we need so badly is exactly what Jesus Christ promised to every person who belongs to him. In John 14:27, our word for today from the Word of God, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Listen, let those words sink into your storm-battered soul. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. That peace is within your reach this very day. I've seen that peace. Peace that has nothing to do with what's swirling around you. I saw it in my friend the day his largest account walked out the door and forced him to shut down his thriving business. But he had that peace. I saw it in my friend Cindy as she stood by her husband's gray casket with her three young children. We went to comfort her. She comforted us. She had that peace. The day the plane I was on prepared for an emergency crash landing, the frightened lady next to me asked how I could be so peaceful, and I said, "When your peace comes from a personal relationship with Jesus, you can have peace no matter how frightening what's happening around you is." I could have died that day, but the peace held. And so it did when I lost the love of my life the day she was suddenly taken to heaven. There was still that peace. Like my little granddaughter resting peacefully in her daddy's arms. That's the kind of relationship with God that Jesus is offering you. And only he can offer it because only he died to pay the price for the sin that keeps us from a sinless God. Because the peace we really need that we've been looking for is peace with God, which the Bible says is through our Lord Jesus Christ, who this very moment is working in your heart, urging you to give yourself to him. If you've never given yourself to the one the Bible calls the Prince of Peace, tell him, "Jesus, today I'm yours." And if you want to be sure you belong to him, I think the information that will help you get there is at our website. We've set it up that way. It's for you for a moment like this. It's anewstory.com. Get there as soon as you can today. Anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. That peace that may have eluded you your whole life is within your reach today. It's peace that can only be found in your daddy's arms.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.